Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, we got to get to something that I'm very fascinated about.
Not letting this go, by the way.
There is a moving goalpost within how we talk about Shador on every point. I've already talked about the thing that annoys me with moving goalpost on all of a sudden saying he's not pro ready, when that was literally not one of the things believed to be spoken about Shador anyways. But there's this kind of tread going. There's this trend going along where Shador is a fifth round pick, and you only saying that when it benefits your argument. Right? Like, if you don't want us to talk Shador being in this quarterback battle, it's like he's a fifth round pick. And you might have also said like 6 weeks ago, Shador was your favorite pick because you got second round pick value in the fifth round. And I think that's one example. Guys, I don't care there's a fifth round pick anymore. I care where I think he was. I think he was a second or third round pick. So to me, he's in the conversation. And by the way, I treat him as such in every regard. I don't think they should cut him if he doesn't win the job or if he's not one of the three best quarterbacks. I think he has the kind of talent that you hang on to and see if over time he can get something out if he's not ready now.
So I think the only version where I view like, hey, he was a fifth round pick is in an evaluation of Andrew Berry. Like if Shador goes through and fails to the credit of Andrew Berry being able to draft, then Shador was a fifth round pick. Like, you actually used it on him. You should be holding that part of it against him. You shouldn't be going down the list and be like, oh, and I mean, they couldn't even make Shador work. Well, either could the other 31 teams in the NFL who let him fall five rounds. Like, that's where the only time I would go, okay, he's a fifth. Everywhere else, it's Shador is either going to succeed or fail in a building where the Browns are set up in a position that you should be able to give him the best shot to succeed because he has a path to actually getting to the starting job.
I think it's the only card you can play to discredit the kid, because you know you can't be like, well, Joe Flacco's clearly better than Shador. Well, you might be able to say that one. You can't say Dylan Gabriel is. You can't use draft positioning because not a person in the world outside of Berea believed he was a third-round pick. You can't say Kenny Pickett was, because we all watch Kenny Pickett and we know what Kenny Pickett has been. So there's a part of me that's like, and even the Browns, I think, like, well, hey, we want to tamp down some of the excitement here. He's a fifth-round pick. It's like, I'm sorry, didn't I just hear Kevin Stefanski like five times in 5 weeks say draft position didn't matter? Once you get in the building, where you're drafted doesn't matter, which also isn't true for this organization, because it does matter. Higher you drafted, the longer leash they're going to give you. But I just think it's interesting. Like, you brought up the question here. Will Shador be treated as a fifth-round pick if he fails? Walk me through that. Like, what does that mean to you?
I think that was actually other Jake that brought down to the table, but I'll still walk you through it.
You're one to me.
Yeah, I mean, Jake and Jake.
You're the same guy.
Yeah, same name. Yeah,
if you guys would like to distinguish each other, maybe get a tattoo, face tattoo Jake, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe he starts gambling a lot. I don't know. I'm just thinking of, like, ways. Maybe one of you changes your names to Onyx. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of a way that you guys could, you know.
They've always said I'd look way better with a face tattoo.
Or
it'd fit me very well.
Onyx Volnick is something that I would say. It's a pretty catchy name there.
So sounds like somebody in the name of like an adult industry.
We should all be so lucky. You gotta get paid to do, gotta get paid to do what you love, right?
I am right now, actually.
Well, that too, right?
Yeah.
You can have both. I don't need the extra quarter inch. Can have afternoon drive and OnlyFans. Think
Daddy's
about it.
Back.
The crossovers are endless.
I don't think there's any crossover. I think it's a straight down the middle. One, you have one side and the other. There's no crossover.
And we can make it experiential.
Two.
You're not going to outfreak this freak, okay?
So when we talk about Shador, and between being like, I think where we go is it's how you view Shador. So the entire premise is if he fails, right? If it doesn't work, I think it's more so in going back and looking at it and saying, okay, are you basically grouping him in with where the Browns have taken other quarterbacks, or Johnny Manziel was a fail and a complete oversight on the organization? You take the other quarterbacks in the first round, I think like outside of Baker, like you look at Couch and, I mean, cycle through whatever, DeShone Kizer, Cody Kessler, and do you group them in with everybody? Or does a fifth round sort of play a difference on that?
Here's the thing. I'm not going to look back if Shador doesn't work out here. Let's go to like the biggest extreme we could go here. Let's say not only does he not win the job, but he doesn't do the things behind closed doors that the Browns want him to, and he gets cut, and he's on somebody else's practice squad in 6 weeks' time. And let's say Washington out of the NFL by the end of this year. Let's just go to like the worst thing we could imagine him actually doing this year. I will not mention him in the same breath as Johnny Manziel or Justin Gilbert or Brandon Whedon or any of the catastrophic busts that have negatively impacted the course of Browns history. That said, I think everybody else will. I think a certain segment of the fan base will because of the hype. Because I think there are fans that I think are rooting against Shador because they just don't like the hype, or they don't like Dion, or they don't like him. They don't like the entourage. They come up with reasons to not like him. More importantly, I think there are people in the media that I think him being a bust is a very that's like a sensational thing that you can do, get a lot of content from. So I personally like guys. If he doesn't work out, I'm going to say yeah, it's a fifth round pick. On to the next. Now, it was for me. It was always about 2026, anyways, for the quarterback. So like my hope with Shador is just prove me wrong. Steal the job from under the 2026 first-round pick's feet. That being said, I'm going to tell you right now, when we start to make our lists and power rank bust in Browns history, a lot of people nationally just cannot wait to put Shador on that list, and same thing here locally. I know because they're in our Facebook mentions.
So you're basically viewing him as if he was Dorian Thompson Robinson.
Yeah, that's what he should be. And by the way, even if he was a second-round pick, even if he had been picked 33 or 35, like I don't treat Austin Corbett as one of the great busts because it was 2 years and done here in Cleveland. No, it just didn't work out. Now he had it's good. It helps he has a good career elsewhere. But like, even though he was a second round pick, it was
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's never about him. When the Browns, Brandon Whedon was Tom Heckert and Pat Shermer's Hail Mary. We had to try and save this thing by overdrafting an ancient-ass quarterback. That one set you back because you wasted a top 32 pick. I cannot remember. I might be conflating my drafts. I think that's the draft where two picks earlier, Chandler Jones had gone, and there had been talk about trading up for Chandler Jones, and they decided to stay back and draft Brandon Whedon. Johnny Manziel, when you factor in that Derek Carr went, I think, 10 picks later, and Justin Gilbert was the ninth pick in that draft, when you could have had Khalil Mack or Aaron Donald in either your original spot or the ninth pick, or Odell, by the way. That's a bust that, combined with everything else, negatively impacted the trajectory. If Shador busts this year, guys, there's no impact. The plan was always go to 2026. But people won't have that logic because Shador's got a TikTok and because Shador has an entourage and because his dad talks a lot. Like, he'll never be graded off just what he does unless he's exceptionally well or exceptionally bad. If he's mid or bad, it's going to be, what a waste, which is ridiculous. We should never talk about fifth-round picks, even though I look at him and like, I guess second-round pick, let's keep him around.
So the 2026 thing is, I think, where I disagree with you. If it was always about 2026, I think if your focus right now is we are always going to get the quarterback in 2026 and we basically just drafted Shador and Dylan Gabriel on a limb, that's like a borderline fireable offense for me. You have a third and a fifth round pick and you just basically took a flame to them and said, oh, well, hopefully they work. If not...
I mean, they're flyers. I disagree. Well, now, listen, I don't love the Dylan Gabriel one because I don't want to draft a backup quarterback with a 92nd pick. And they had Charles Grant of William & Mary, who I loved as a potential future left tackle or left guard for you. There's a couple other kids now but Charles Grant was the one that upset me. He went like two picks later to Seattle. An incredible draft pick for them. I don't care. Honestly, if you spent two, because here's the thing, those guys won't start. If Dylan Gabriel's a career backup and Kevin Stefanski's still here, well, he still fits your system. You're going to keep Dylan Gabriel on as your backup for years to come. If Dylan washes out, you're still going to get the contractual value of having 3 or 4 or 5 years of control there. You know, like, it's not as simple as, hey, you're going to draft a quarterback next year. And then, oh, here's the other thing. It's a late third round pick and a fifth round pick. If that quarterback wins next year, it's not going to be fireable, right? Like, if Andrew Berry, let's say they go, awful scenario, they go 2-15. But they go 2-15, Berry and Stefanski miraculously, God himself came down off heavens to stop Jimmy from firing them, whatever it is. And they get that quarterback right, and it's apparent next year, you're not going to give a crap about Shador or Dylan and where they were drafted a year, right?
You're saying with the 2026 pick,
yes,
they get the pass. Yeah. So I think that's a part of where how Barry's going to be viewed versus how the entire thing should be viewed. Because I think he's getting viewed on a 2-year scale where you're basically, when you look back on it, like not right here in the moment, but when you look back and 2026 is over, it's going to be, here's what Andrew Berry did within 2 years of the draft.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think he's going to be judged on two individual single year. He's going to be judged this year, and then if he still has a job next year, all right, and then that silo as well.
Well, I think...
But historically, you're right. I think he'll be viewed back on those 2 years.
Right. I think the people just group that in. It's like, okay, well, the team got bad, and he had two drafts to go. Here's what he sort of gave you, when realistically, you're going to have a good 2025 class, maybe, but if you burned the two picks, I don't think that's a good draft, in at least the quarterback position specifically.
216-474-0092. Will Shador be treated as a fifth-round pick if he fails? It's how it should be. He's Shador. If he's a success, it'll be one of the biggest thing of ever. If he's mid, it'll be made a biggest deal of the middest quarterback ever in a fifth-round pick. If he's awful, he's gonna be awful on an incendiary level that annoys all of us. And from doubting the rookie to going one step in the ultimate direction for these rookies in about 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.